The ball is now in the European court.
I announced that I would return to Canada and end our discussions with the Europeans. This was a tough move by Canada, but it was a decision taken carefully and upon reflection. It was the right and necessary thing to do. To the Conservatives who've criticized walking away, they know it was the right move. I remind them that it was a Conservative government that walked out of the NAFTA negotiations. Our strong action had the desired results. Today, all the Europeans, including the Walloons, have publicly accepted that Canada's job is done. As the President of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, said over the weekend, and I quote, "It's quite clear the problems on the table are European problems. There are still a few problems to be resolved within the EU." Even the Minister President of Wallonia, Paul Magnette, echoed this, saying today, and I quote, "Negotiations with the Canadians are over, and we are pleased with the result of these negotiations. There are still a few problems to be resolved within the EU. The ball is in Europe's court, and Europe must now do its job." We've been working hard. When we came into office, the Canada-EU trade agreement was stalled. I instructed my officials at Global Affairs to renegotiate certain elements of the agreement, and we worked with the EU to make real progressive changes. Today, 27 and a half member states of the EU support CETA. That is the result of our hard work. Over the past several months, under the leadership of our Prime Minister, we have made sustained and coordinated efforts so that the signature of CETA would be possible. The Prime Minister has consistently advocated for CETA with European leaders at home and abroad, including at the G7, G20, the UN, and in other forums. We have worked very hard with the European Commission and with member states, including Germany, France, Austria, Italy, Bulgaria, and Romania, to name just a few. Canada has said on many occasions, for us, this is an excellent agreement. It is an agreement that we have made substantially more progressive since we came into office. Canada is ready to sign CETA, but the ball is in Europe's court, and it's time for Europe to do its job. I'm happy to take questions.
Are you prepared? Is it dead? Is it dead? Is the deal dead if it's not agreed by the Europeans this week?
CETA isn't dead, and we're working hard. I think that people have probably seen the comments today from President Tusk saying that we are continuing, well, we, the Europeans, are continuing to work hard to get CETA done. We wish them well, and we hope that they can get there. Okay. Oui, je serai avec M. Trudeau, absolument.
Yes, with Mr. Trudeau, of course.
Oui,
so you still
absolument.
Have some hope that this can happen. Yes,
oui,
of course, I'm still hopeful.
Non, j'ai compris. Si
Monsieur yes, sera I understand.
Prochain, j'y serai aussi.
If Mr. Trudeau is in Brussels, I will be there as well.
Est-ce qu'il va être... On verra.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. The European Union now has to get ready to sign CETA. As I said, the ball is now in Europe's court. And now it's up to the Europeans to do their job. We are working now. We are now working to get CETA signed. I'll reformulate that. Canada is prepared to sign the CETA agreement on October 27th, but now it is up to the Europeans to do their job. And as the President said, they're working on this.
I mean, you say you're ready to go. You would be there on Thursday. Are they still negotiating now? Until when are they going to negotiate? And how much time do you need to be able to pack
Look,
your bags?
Look, I think that's a question for the Europeans. But we have heard publicly from President Tusk today that the Europeans are continuing to work hard. And that's good. They should be.
What happens if they say it's ready in January? What happens if they say, not this week, but January, you come back?
As I say, right now, the ball is in Europe's court. President Tusk has said Europe is working to the October 27th deadline, and that's the right thing for them to do.
But what if you miss that deadline, to go back to David's question? What if you miss
As
that
I said,
deadline, are you prepared to go further and sign later and just wait for them to figure it out?
Canada is ready to sign now. We've done our job. Now it's up to Europe to do its job, and the Europeans have acknowledged at all levels that it's their job to do, and they have all been saying today publicly that they're hard at work. Let's wish them well.
You say it's up to them to do the work. What exactly do they have to do to get it done? Can you give us some insight into, do they have to convince Wallonia? What is it?
Again, that is chiefly a question for the Europeans. But what is missing right now? The Europeans themselves have said, and the Belgians have said, that CETA is supported by 27.5 member states. It is supported by 27, and it is supported by Belgium at the federal level. Belgium, working with the European Union, needs to get regional support so that Belgium can support CETA.
Why were you unwilling to reopen the deal? I mentioned this because you said you were unwilling last fall, but then you went and renegotiated the ISDS. What were you being asked to do that would have required a reopening of the deal, and why didn't you reopen it?
We believe that CETA today is an excellent agreement. The leaders of the EU and the leaders of the member states have said, all of the leaders at the federal level, in fact, of all 28 member states, have said, and the leaders of the Commission and of the Union have said, that CETA is the best deal that the EU has ever negotiated. I think that that is absolutely right. And, you know, this deal is done. It's time to move on, get it signed, and then get it ratified.
Canada is prepared to sign now. Will it still be prepared to sign on Friday or next week or next month? Do you have a deadline? The date at this point is October 27th. The Europeans said today that they are continuing to work in order to be ready to sign on that date. And that's great. They have to continue to work on this.